Just want to take a quick survey. How many of you saw the Super Bowl last week? Okay. People watch the Super Bowl for lots of different reasons. Some actually like to watch the game. Some like it because there's a lot of food there. Some like it because they want to watch the halftime show. And there are even some who watch it just so they can see the commercials. I don't know if you saw the one, the commercial that happened. It was between the first and second quarter. It was a whole commercial about love. And like so many of these commercials, sometimes you're not sure what the product is they're selling. I think it was life insurance. But in this commercial, the voice says that the ancient Greeks had four words for love. We only have one. And they said, one kind of love is what we call philia. This is the love, the bond of friendship, the love between equals, this mutual love that we have, that bond. The second bond of love is called storge. This is the love of family, the love of kinship, the love between parents and children. It can also mean the love, the loyalty you have to your social group, your culture, your team. You have this kind of kinship with those people. That's another kind of love that we have. The third is called eros. This is the love of passion and desire and romance. But then she says, there is a fourth kind which is different from all the rest, and it is called agape. And agape, she said, is not a feeling, it is the love that acts, that makes action. This is the love that makes sacrifices. This is the love that reaches out to strangers. This is the love of forgiveness. This is the love that goes beyond itself, not expecting something in return. And then it ends by saying, for all the ways you want to bring your love to action. And I think that's a great way to approach the scriptures today, which are just surrounded with the image of light. But it's light in the sense of the light that comes when we love. When we act out love, when we do love, light comes forth. So we hear in this first reading today from Isaiah, he's talking to the people who've just returned from exile. They're back in Israel, and they were so hopeful, but the place is in ruins. It's not what they thought. So they're trying to rebuild. And they're trying to reestablish their covenant, their prayer, the temple worship, their rituals. And he is challenging them because he's saying, you're not fasting right. You're too worried about how you dress and how you look. And he said, you're missing the heart of fasting. And so when he talks about fasting, just substitute the word love. The love that does something. And he says, when you love those who are hungry and thirsty by feeding them and giving them drink, there is a light that comes back to you. You will be filled in another way when you love those who are in need. He says, when you reach out to those who are sick and afflicted, there is a healing that comes back to you. You experience a healing of your own wounds when you reach out to offer healing to another. When you try to shed light on the causes of oppression or injustice, whether personally or collectively, where we try to see why are people hungry? Why are people thirsty? Why are people held down? It says there will be a light that shines over, that will separate the gloom that hovers over us, and it will bring light to the world. Kind of like what we experienced this last week after 10 days of cloudy days and the sun broke through. When you love, It brings light. Brings light. We hear today in Paul's reading to the Corinthians, he's talking about the way he does mission. When he goes into places who have never heard of Jesus, they know nothing about the Christian faith. It says he does not go in with a really fancy message, does not have all kinds of bells and whistles. He said, I just came among you, and I lived with you, and I just loved you. I looked for little ways here and there that I could love you, because that's what I have to offer you, the love of Christ. He says, I am weak, but I have the power of God's love, and I will just love you as much as I can to show you this is who Christ is, and you're invited to experience that. And there's something about that loving without expecting anything in return. It can actually attract people to you. I know missionaries today who are living amongst people in areas that have never heard of Christ. I'm thinking of one missionary who lives in Bangladesh. And for 40 years, he goes into very small rural communities, and he just lives there. And he just loves in every way he can. And when people ask him, why do you do this? He says, because I'm a follower of Jesus. And this in itself attracts others. When we love, it brings light. Jesus says to his disciples, and I think he says to us, you are the salt of the world. You are the light of the world. You know, I was thinking about this idea of salt. What does that mean, that we're the salt of the earth? You know, salt adds flavor, it adds spice. And I'm thinking about those people who have loved me well. I'm thinking about my grandmother. Whenever she would come and visit us, she would always make oatmeal. It was the only time we ever had oatmeal in our house. And it was the best oatmeal I ever had. I don't know what she ever did. I could never figure out what was the secret ingredient. I make it the same way she does, but it doesn't taste the same. But I figured it out. You know what the secret ingredient is? Is that she added love to it. And we have those kinds of people who do things for us, make things, but they do it with love. And that makes all the difference. To be the salt of the earth is, imagine if we were to do our life and just add love to whatever we're doing. Just add that secret ingredient to whatever you're doing. In little things, in the way you carry out your daily life, in big things, when you're making commitments, just do it with love. When you're driving in rush hour traffic, do it with love. When you're out there today shoveling and blowing snow, do it with love. Don't overthink it. Don't try to get too complicated. Don't try to figure out if it's going to make a huge difference. Just do it with love, and light will shine on the world. You know, the last few weeks we've been hearing a lot about the sad and tragic death of Kobe Bryant. But there was another death of a fellow locally that didn't get hurt as much press. But I think he's a light. His name is Fran Heitzman. I don't know if you know that name, but Fran lived in Eden Prairie, and when he retired at the age of 60, he decided to volunteer at his parish of Pax Christi. And in his previous life, he was a landscaper. He took care of gardens and that. And so he really beautified the whole area around Pax Christi. And then he did little maintenance things, just putzing around. One day, a woman comes to him and says, I have an old crib, and I'd like to offer it to somebody that could use it, or you could put it in the nursery. And he said, you know, we don't have any place for it to use it here at the parish, but I'm sure somebody out there could use this crib. And so he tried to call all around. He couldn't find anyone who would need it. After about the 10th call, he found a social worker who said, oh man, we needed this so bad. Thank you, we didn't know how to do this. And then it occurred to Fran, I bet she's not alone. I bet there are other people who don't have a crib or a bed or maybe some other kind of furniture. So he started gathering things in the basement of Pax Christi Church, household items, and started letting people know who are looking for this, this is where you can come and get those things. And at first it didn't even have a name. But after a while it started filling up the basement of Pax Christi, and they said, you know what we are is really we're a bridge. We're a bridge between those who want to give and those who have a need. Well, that grew to today, which is called Bridging Incorporated, which serves thousands of people in the Twin Cities, has over 5,000 volunteers. And this past summer, my son, who was doing service hours for school, ended up volunteering at Bridging Inc., and I met Fran. He was 94 years old. He drives around in a scooter, and on the back of the scooter, it said founder. And Fran died in January. And in one of the obituaries it said about Fran is that, you know, I learned this from my mother. We grew up in the Depression, and that we always had something to give, even if it was a potato. And he said, that's all I wanted to do was to take care of this crib. And that's all that matters. He says, my motto is that everyone should have a bed. A little thing, it transformed the world, and it brought light into his life. He said, but I failed at retirement miserably. So today, as we gather around the table of the Lord, we gather around this sacrament of love, the love of God who loved the world so much that he gave himself to us. And before we called this the Mass, before the church called this the Eucharist, the earliest word to describe what we do here was just agape. Agape, the love that acts. Let us listen to his words today as we celebrate this mystery of sacrament of love when Jesus says to us, do this in memory of me.